Catholic Radio AM 820 CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week is brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Your play-by-play announcer tonight is Randy Reinhart, along with color analyst Coach Larry Wolf. Tonight's matchup features Newark Catholic on the road at Columbus Academy. And here's Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf with the CCL Football Game of the Week.
It's Licking County League against the Mid-State League and a special edition of the Catholic Game of the Week. And Larry Wolf, Newark Catholic, might be 0-2, but they've played no cupcakes early, have they?
No, absolutely. They've had a tough schedule going, and it will continue that way. They've got Academy tonight, and they've got Watkins and Mullen next week, so they're going to have to get off the snide here. They're 0-2, and they've got to play good football tonight.
Academy on the other side has not been scored on yet this season. Bishop Reedy was a victim in week number one, 31-0, and 42-0. They blanked the Panthers of Lyndon McKinley for Columbus Academy's two victories early on. On the other side, when you take a look, for Newark Catholic, they lost to Maysville 27-16 in a game where they had six interceptions and fell to Nelsonville York 21-14. A game they led actually 14-0 in that one. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from both head coaches, but first we'll step aside on the Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram in Lancaster, and Bob Boyd Lincoln and Alfa Romeo Fiat in Columbus. Our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Whether you're looking for a luxury or sporty sedan, SUV, or a heavy-duty pickup, consider Bob Boyd first. Shop all our dealerships 24/7 at BobBoyd.com or come and see us. We're the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Beginning your college search? Continue your faith journey at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic University. Do you have a passion for serving others? At Ohio Dominican, you'll have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others, like serving meals to neighbors down the street, tutoring children after school, or even helping to provide medical care and nourishment to villagers in Haiti. Whatever your passion is, you'll connect it with God's purpose for your life at Ohio Dominican University. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Do you have a child in college? Education First Credit Union offers a private student loan solution with your financial best interest in mind. Our private student loan features zero loan fees, low interest rates, the option to defer all payments while in school, no prepayment penalty, and the convenience of a line of credit. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
My name is Attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik and Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you, remain safe, and God bless.
And welcome back to the pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Green Wave, Bill Franks. And coach, talk about your season. You've got a lot of talent on your team, but you play a lot of tough teams, an 0-2 start. Give us the State of the Union address on the team so far, if you will.
Well, the State of the Union is something we believe greatly in. It's not necessarily, we like to start well, but it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And, you know, we have our eye on the eagle. You know, we're still dreaming and planning and strategizing and preparing daily. This group has been a phenomenal off-season group, and we're stinging right now. We're hurting. We've let two get away that, you know, probably could have went either way. With that said, two very good football programs in Maysville and Nelsonville York, both teams that, you know, qualify regularly for the playoffs. So sitting here at 0-2, we're inspired to continue to grow, let's say.
Let's talk about the offense. Hunter Chapman, he's back again this year at quarterback. Can you talk about his play so far?
I continue to tell him, don't put too much pressure on yourself. You know, he's surrounded in his offensive huddle by a relatively new group. We're really trying to get him just to let the game happen, not to force some issues. We got into a little bit of a turnover situation against Maysville where, quite honestly, their players made great plays. You know, in our scrimmage the week before against Granville, our guys go up and pull the ball down. And, you know, 1 week later, you know, against Maysville, their guy pulled the ball down. So, overall, Hunter just made a couple of choices that could have been better. But four of those picks were just their guys making exceptional plays. You know, week two, Hunter came out and was very balanced, ran the ball for almost 150 yards and threw it for about 180 yards. So, you know, he's on his way to having a very steady senior football season. And he's one of our bricks. You know, he's our mortar that you can build a real solid foundation around.
Finally, keys to victory tonight. What do you have to do to come out on top against Academy?
You know what? Really important on the defensive side. Moultrie, the running back, has speed that is unheard of, and he has good vision. So we need to not over pursue. We need to tackle exceptionally well, make them earn. You know, we need to really minimize those long plays. On the offensive side, we need to be balanced, hold on to the football. Special team wise, we need to kick it smart, not give up a cheap one on special teams, because they can go to the house pretty quickly. So we have to be smart with our kicks and very sound with our tackling.
Coach, best of luck tonight.
Thank you for this great service.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. You are listening to the Game of the Week as presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, EM820.
Hi, my name is Vince DeAndrea. I'm a sales manager at Miracle Motor Mart. I'm inviting you to come out and take a look at the awesome low-mileage vehicles at either of our two locations. We have around 400 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. We have great prices and a friendly sales team whose number one goal is to put you and your family into a vehicle that you're going to love for years. Visit our website today at MiracleMotorMart.com.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school team. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O, online at salazzomarble.com.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus can help you get to a better state, because he'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From costs to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Ed, welcome back to the pregame show. Joined now by the head coach of the Vikings. We're talking with Robin Miller in year number three. And coach, talk about the Academy head start. 2-0 on the campaign. Any reason to be concerned at all?
New York Catholic's in town, and that's one of the winningest teams in Ohio football history. So we have a huge challenge on our hands tonight.
What has gone well for your squad so far in the first two games?
It starts with our defense. They set the tone for our whole program with how well they're playing. They're really flying around and being awfully stingy. So that helps set the tone for what we try to do. And our offense needs to pick it up and play at their level.
Speaking of your offense, let's talk about some of your focal points, including Mr. Moultrie in the backfield and also your quarterback, Matt Saling. What do those guys offer?
They're very versatile. It's a dynamic offense. When it's clicking on all cylinders, our running game has been very, very strong, led by Herman Moultrie, Josh Pearson, and John Chiano. All of them can get the job done at running back, and they can run the ball and catch the ball. Matt Saling's a first-year starter, is a senior at quarterback, but he's been doing a really nice job, and he's showing improvement each week, so we're excited to see what he can do with the passing game.
You have a bevy of wide receivers. Speaking of your passing game, talk about the leaders there, if you will.
Dorian Moultrie's a junior. He's our deep threat, and he's a third-year starter. He can line up at any position, and he's just an explosive, dynamic player that other teams definitely should be concerned with. Harry Mills, Matt Schiano, some of our other receivers, Chris Boyle, can do a lot of different stuff. Guys really understand the offense, and we can move them around to different spots, which helps us as play callers. But it's exciting to think what we could do if we're really focused and clicking on all cylinders.
How about your defense, Coach? You know you have a lot of experience. In fact, all your linebackers are returning starters, are they not?
That's correct, and they've been just unreal how well they're playing, how much they're flying around. It's fun to watch them play.
Big contest tonight when you take on the Green Wave. In your mind, what are some of the keys to victory? What do you have to do or prevent Newark Catholic from doing tonight?
We got to contain their quarterback. He's been impressive. Second-year starter, he's a big kid. He can throw it and run it, and everything flows through him with what they're trying to do. But we need to get lined up right, fly the ball, gang tackle, and create some takeaways.
What's the one thing you take from your years under Randy Boffman at Licking Valley that you can bring to this program?
I couldn't possibly pick just one. Just about everything we do here, I stole from him. He's one of the best to ever do it, so I was lucky to have kind of a apprenticeship under him, and if we have any success here, it's thanks to things I learned from him.
You made the playoffs last season. What are your goals for the 2017 campaign? A league championship, playoffs? What do you put as the ultimate goal for the squad?
I mean, we're trying to win every game we play. We don't set out to be undefeated. We want to win it every week, but at the end of the season, we want to say we're league champs, and we certainly want to make a return trip to the playoffs. We want to make that an every year kind of thing.
Coach, best of luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. You are listening to the Game of the Week as presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Now, during the Ford Summer Sales event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus 1,000 trade assists on the remaining 2017 Fusions, Escapes, Edge, and Explorer. Just announced 0 for 72 and 1,000 trade assistance on remaining 2017 F-150s. Shop us 24-7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals.
I went to Catholic school all the way through high school, so when it came time to look at colleges, I wanted to continue my faith journey. Ohio Dominican University is the perfect choice for me. Grounded in the Catholic Dominican tradition, the classes are small, and the professors here really care about my success. My Catholic faith is important to me, and I've grown in my faith during my time at ODU. Ohio Dominican helped me connect my passion with God's purpose for my life. To learn more, click on ohiodominican.edu.
Hi, everybody. This is Lee Cochran, editor at thisweeksports.com. Join Ryan Baker and me every Friday night after the game for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by thisweeksports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. The AM 820 Scoreboard Show includes updates from our field reporters and all the scores from across Central Ohio. That's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show after the game every Friday night, only on AM 820.
Turn up your faith. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG, Columbus, Ohio, AM 820.
Catholic looking for their first win of the season tonight, but it won't be easy as they take on the 2-0 Columbus Academy Vikings out in Gahanna tonight. Welcome to the CCL Football Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Ryan Baker back in the studios of AM 820. Let's get you up to date on all the Week 3 action for the area Catholic teams. In week number 3, Cardinal Mooney is at DeSales, a huge one over at Alumni Stadium. Hartley is at home to take on Cleveland Shaw. St. Charles looks for their first win of the season as they welcome Independence to Walt Plank Field. Reedy is on the road at Centerburg. Watterson travels north to take on Walsh Jesuit. And Fisher Catholic is on the road at Northridge. Some huge games tonight in the area. Gahanna hosts Cincinnati Elder. Trotwood Madison is at Pickerington Central. Pickerington North is on the road at Centerville. Olentangy heads to Reynoldsburg tonight. Dublin Jerome is at Olentangy Orange. Westerville South travels to face Hilliard Darby. And in the City League, Beechcroft is at Walnut Ridge in two crosstown matchups. Huge tonight. Another battle of Hilliard as Davidson takes on Bradley. And then Grove City is on the road at Central Crossing. We'll keep keep you up to date on all those games and more throughout the game. And don't forget the AM 820 scoreboard show after the game, presented by This Week Sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Lee Cochran and myself bring you all the scores and talk to the winning coaches. Let's head out to Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf now for the call of tonight's CCL football game of the week.
Thank you, Ryan, and welcome to Hodros Field on a gorgeous night for high school football. Apparently, we skipped the end of summer, went right to fall. 67 degrees at game time, partly cloudy. The winds are calm right now. Radio. Referee for tonight, Mark Riley. Umpire, Chris Cordy. Linesman, Nate Filkins. The line judge is John Clay. The back judge is Kurt Schooley. Your Catholic won the toss and will receive going right to left in this contest. And Larry, another thing we have to touch on again when it comes to Newark Catholic is the injury scenario that Bill Frank alluded to. No less than about six seniors out right now, including lineman Sam Wendt, who's probably a D1 prospect. Also, you've got Jay Cartagena, who's out. Ty Scott will not play, and that's another guy that's a D1 prospect and running back.
Tremendous running back, yep.
And we'll see the status of other people, too. Cam Lewis probably won't play, so a bit of a short stack tonight for Bill Franks, but he's kind of used to that.
That won't stop him from playing hard and playing Newark Catholic football. So if Academy's not ready to win this game, Newark Catholic will be.
Ball's teed up at the 40-yard line. The maroon, silver, and white jerseys of Columbus Academy adorning the left side of where we're looking right now. And it's the white with the green numerals trimmed in gold for Newark Catholic. Ready to boot it right now for Academy is number 35, Sam Masick, a 5'9", 150-pound sophomore. We're underway, week number three on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. The return is going to start from the 2-yard line, up across the 5 to the 10 to the 15-yard line, and then the wall is right there just across the 15-yard line for Derek Hawk on the return. So Newark Catholic will get the ball first in this contest, some 13 seconds into this game. Up front in the interior five for the Green Wave, it is Nate Williams, just a sophomore, Noah Stutz, Connor Heinerman, also just a sophomore, Alex Lupton, and Zach Fernandez, the senior up there, 6'1", 240, and a returning starter. The quarterback is Hunter Chapman. The slots are Granger Evans along with Connor Ruff. And the running back should be Mikey Canning to start this game as they go three deep at running back, and indeed number 27 in the backfield. Grant Myers, the wideout, as is Lucas Pierce on his first down and 10. The ball just across the 15-yard line. Quick pop. They dump it in the flat, and Ruff has got it out across the 19 to the 20-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds from there. So a short gain on that first down play, and we have whistles already on the field. And the hit made on the play by number 12, Macciano. They're going to mark the ball at the 20-yard line. Mark Riley blew the whistle for a moment. We had to have an equipment repair and a person head off the field for Academy already. That's number 4, Chris Boyle. So mark the ball at the 20. It'll be second down and 7 from there. 11 and a half left to go first quarter. Two wide to the bottom, one to the top. One back of the backfield from a pistol. Chapman going to keep it and get drilled right at the 18-yard line. Larry, he was looking for that option, but boy, by the time he looked to his right and came back again, he had a helmet right in his breadbasket.
It might have been a good time for him to call a timeout because there was no chance to pitch and no chance to keep. The defense end played a feather technique, and so he took away the pitch and then closed down hard on the quarterback.
We'll talk about the defense for the Vikings right after this play. Third down and 8. They lose one back to the 19-yard line. Again, 2 to the bottom, 2 to the top on this play now. They're showing blitz up the middle, and they're coming. Chapman going back to throw, gunning across the middle. Flag down, pass incomplete at the 35-yard line. Henke is tossed at the 17-yard line. I think holding is the call on the offense. Defensively up front for Academy, Chris Boyle along with Devin Cobb and Dalen Decree and Josh Pearson. The linebackers are Herman Moultrie along with John Ciano and Davis Friedman. In the secondary, the corners are Carter Warsler along with Harry Mills. And the safeties are Dorian Moultrie and Matt Ciano. Yes, the Cianos are the sons of the OSU assistant head football coach. Last week we had the son of Urban Meyer. Now we've got the sons of Mr. Ciano. We'll have to find another school in the future that has OSU assistant coaches.
Got to be somebody.
Yeah.
Got to be somebody out there.
Keep the streak alive. Holding penalty is declined, so it's a punting situation now for the Green Wave as Connor Ruff sends back at his own 7-yard line. Back deep to return the punt now.
They need to be strategic on this punt, I'm going to tell you right now. You do not want to kick this deep.
Is Dorian Moultrie. High snap, pressure on, gets it off. Nice punt across the field. Moultrie's going to try to hunt it down, but it's going to swirl around and be downed at the 45-yard line. So a good punt by Ruff to punt that across the field, some 36 yards. And it'll be first and 10 now for the Vikings from the 45.
If you punt the ball to Dorian Moultrie and he has any kind of space, it's going to be 7-0 in a hurry. He can flat out get it, and he can go with it.
Well, they feature the Shiano twins and then three members of the Moultrie family as well play on this team. And Herman, the running back, Dorian sees a lot of time as wide out in the DB. And then there's a freshman in the bullpen in Terrell Moultrie.
They've got a good-looking freshman group. They've got several good-looking freshmen over there. So this is going to be a program that's going to be building for the future.
And Academy has to, because quite honestly, they only have about nine offensive linemen. A helmet repair is needed now to number 50, Davis Friedman. So he'll have to check out of this contest for a play. And Donovan Simpson, who's 5'9", 225, and a sophomore, will play in his stead for at least one play in the offensive line at left guard. First and 10 from the 45. To go with two to the bottom, one to the top, two backs in the backfield offset. Green wave coming on a blitz. Handoff goes to Moultrie. Has a gap across the 45. Out to the 48-yard line. Up front, it is Max Brown. Davis Friedman, when he's in there with a good helmet, along with Dalen Decree, Devin Cobb, and Philip Soderberg. The hands people include Chris Boyle, who can play split or tight end. Harry Mills is a wideout, along with Dorian Moultrie. Quarterback Matt Saling. Josh Pearson is a fullback, along with John Shiano. And Herman Moultrie, who carried the ball, picked up three on the play. Second down and seven from the 48. 10-10 left to go. First quarter, backs to either side of Saling. And oops, somebody left a little early that time. Chris Boyle was on a different time zone, and there'll be a false start on the offense.
That's only legal in Canada. And then it's frowned upon if you get on the other side of the line.
In Canada, you can do like three guys moving at once, you know.
Hey,
especially if it's ice fishing season.
They have back to move
to the 43rd season.
Freezing.
It'll be second down and 12 from there. Saling wants to throw, guns it to the far side of the field, pass overthrown. Tough route that time for Harry Mills, as we're at the near hash. He threw it all the way to the far side of the field. It'll be third down and a dozen.
Saling got underneath that ball a little bit. He dropped his elbow, and the ball will sail when you do that, and he's got to get up on top of that and throw the ball downhill a little bit.
Matt Saling on the campaign, 20 of 44 before that pass, 131 yards, one touchdown and one interception. Dorian Moultrie and Chris Boyle wide to the bottom. One wide out to the top, showing a blitz from the outside of the green wave. And the outside backer is coming. They're going to keep it on the ground. Handoff gets it up to the 45, maybe the 46-yard line, and that's it. Interesting situation here at Hondros Field in that the press box is on the visitor's side, so the Newark Catholic fans are right underneath us. So on the carry that time, John Shiano, a downhill runner, had a 6-yard touchdown run against Linda McKinley. Got it out to the 46-yard line, but it's a punting situation now for Angus Soderberg, 6'1", 185, and a senior soccer player at the school. He started punting some last year. Tough hop on that toss back to him, and a punt, a nice little line drive affair. It's going to take an Academy roll inside the 20, inside the 15, inside the 10-yard line, all the way down to the 9-yard line.
That ball got close to being blocked.
45 yards on the punt, Larry.
Had he not been a right-footed kicker, that punt would have been blocked. The pressure came from his left, and the ball just rolled back kind of, and he picked it right up off the turf and made a nice little boot to the right, and then he got a great roll.
Green wave will flood the field going right to left. Second possession, 9:14 left to go in the first. State champs in 68, 78, 82, 84, 85, 86, 87, 91, and 07. Made the title game every year between 80 and 87. Three backs in the backfield. Chapman going to hand it off. It goes to the aforementioned number 27 playing out there. Mike Canning, the 5'10 junior, 25 carries for 97 yards coming into this game. And he got it from the 9 to the 9. So no gain on the play. Second down and 10. John Shiano helping to make the hit on the play. Second down and 10 from there.
No gain.
Newark Catholic's going to have to find some semblance of a running game, because if they don't, they're going to put it all on their quarterback. It's going to be a long night for the green wave.
Two wide to either side. Hawk and Myers near side now. They're showing blitz. They're coming right up the middle. Quick pop. Pass is incomplete. In and out of the hands of Grant Myers. Myers remembered everything but the football, and it falls to the turf. 8:38 left to go. Myers, four catches for 50 yards coming into this contest.
You know, Coach Franks was talking about starting two sophomores on the offensive line, and he said, and we never start sophomores on the offensive line, and that's why they're going to get rid of the ball quickly tonight. It's going to be, for those of you who watch the Buckeyes in Indiana, it's going to be like that. They're going to get rid of the ball quickly because they can't keep the Academy out.
Third down and 10 from the 9-yard line. One back in the backfield, Chapman from the gun, back to throw, looking, gunning across the middle, passes caught at the 30-yard line, and then dropped. Powerful hit, as that time Derek Hawk had the ball, but just got drilled right at the 30-yard line.
That was Dorian Moultrie on that. That was a big hit across the middle. In fact, if we had television, we might be talking about a helmet-to-helmet contact.
Dorian Moultrie, six assists, two interceptions for 20 yards, a fumble force, and a fumble recovery. So second punt in this contest now for Connor Ruff, standing about 4 yards deep in his own end zone. Moultrie, who made the hit, standing back at midfield. Good snap. Nice punt this time to the right side. Let's see what kind of roll it gets out across the 45, then heads out of bounds. Let's see where they mark it out of bounds. Still in Newark Catholic territory. They're going to mark it out somewhere around the 45-yard line. So 36 yards on that punt. And once again, a short field for Academy.
Again, very good, judicious punt, staying away from Dorian Moultrie. They're going to kick from right to left, and they're just going to mix it up one side to the other.
Defensively for the Green Wave, Noah Stutz up front along with Liam Kirkpatrick and Zach Fernandez. The linebackers, Will Bain, Sam Lama, Connor Rosick, along with Jacob Lombatis and Granger Evans. In the secondary, Mason Lohr, slated to make a start tonight, Matt Carlisle and Connor Ruff. So first and 10 now for the Vikings from the 45-yard line. Dorian Moultrie wide to the bottom, one wide out to the top. Three backs to the left side. Now one man in motion. That's Herman Moultrie, top to bottom. And off goes to the second man through. Out across the 45 to the 40, down to the 39-yard line. That time, nice gain by Herman Moultrie, who picks up maybe six on the play from the... Now they're going to park the football right at the 40, so gain of five instead. It'll be second and five from the 40.
Herman Moultrie is one of those running backs who has great speed in the hole. He can go laterally very, very quickly. And he gives the impression that he's even faster than he is. His foot speed is probably 4.6, but he plays faster than that on the field.
Boyle and Dorian Moultrie wide to the bottom of the sets on this second down and five play. Herman Moultrie's got it, and up the middle. Battis made the last hit, and this time the interior of the defense stays home as Jacob makes yet another tackle, this time inside the 38 near the 37-yard line. Jacob had 19 tackles, one sack, and two tackles for a loss coming into this game.
You're in four down territory right now, so Academy's probably going to keep this on the ground and give it to Herman Moultrie and try to just pound it at the Greenway front.
Third down, just less than three. Keep it on the ground. They have the first down. Moultrie inside the 30-yard line, inside the 25-yard line. Herman Moultrie has enough for the first down. Let's see where they mark him out of bounds. It could be just past the 25-yard line. Indeed, they're going to mark the pigskin right at the 26. So first down for Academy, 7:16 left to go after that 11-yard gain.
Chris Boyle is their tight end for Academy, but he plays more of a slot receiver, like an H-back. And he is he's about 6'4", about 215, can run a little bit. Very good blocker.
Just a junior. A triad to the bottom, one wide to the top. Empty backfield now as Herman Moultrie exits stage right. Direct snap to the quarterback, who will take it, sailing around the left side and inside the 25 to the 23. Robin Miller, the head coach in year number three, had an interesting insight about Matt Sailing. He said, sometimes he looks like a lineman in the backfield just because of his frame, but he gets the job done. 6 feet, 2'10", and a senior.
Well, he's put together. I mean, he's thick. He's got a good build to him, and he may not be a slashing kind of runner, but he's a good, strong, downhill, get his pads out in front of him kind of runner.
I'm telling you what, Philip Soderberg is huge for a sophomore. Yeah. Listed at 6'3 and 260, playing on the right side at right tackle. Second down play. Hand off Moultrie, left to right, inside the 25, inside the 20, inside the 15, sidesteps the defender, inside the 5, spins and twirls, inside the 3-yard line. Boy, it looked like that was going to be about a 5-yard game, and Moultrie just kept on going.
He has good, loose hips. He gets he's got a lot of swivel to him, and it's hard to get a hand on him. He's really smooth going through there. That's a great run. Great run.
Gain of 20 on the play. First and goal for the Vikings at the 3.
String of pearls. About four or five guys had a shot at him. He just left him in his dust.
See if they go with a power look here on this first and goal from the 3-yard line. As the clock ticks down to 5:58 in the first quarter.
It's either Shiano or Moultrie, and I think Shiano's going to do the blocking. Moultrie's going to do the carrying here.
Shiano, the up back. Herman Moultrie, the deep man, again from that tight pistol set for Sailing. Greenway coming on a blitz. Sailing to keep. Looks for a gap. Gets it inside the 2 near the 1, but does not break the plane to the goal line. Moultrie, the ball carrier. Sailing comes to the sideline now to get the information from Robin Miller and company. Robin, the head coach and the offensive coordinator. They love to run that spread, 2x2 or 3x1. And right now, more of a power look on a second down and goal from the 1 yard line with 5:17 left to go, just inside the two.
Split. Strong backfield right.
And they'll hand it off to Moultrie. Tries to bounce to the right. He can't do it. Great penetration that time for Newark Catholic by number 57 on your roster.
And number 34, Connor Rosnick. Did a great job coming off the edge there. Cartagena's 54.
It's 57 and made a hit.
Mm-hmm.
I'd kill for a 57 right now.
Yep, we don't have one of those.
Go buy one. It's early.
Can I get a vowel?
I don't think it's Noah Stutz, so we'll check. It is now a third down and goal back at the 5 yard line. Hand off goes to Shiano, and wait, we have flags before the play. We have a false start on the offense. That's going to march it 5 yards further back, so it'll be third down and goal from back at the 10 yard line with 4:25 left to go.
This is one of those situations where Academy probably should have just punched it in on first down, and you know, they kept it with the quarterback, and he didn't get in, and then on second down they got thrown for a little bit of a loss, and you know, now you're in trouble. Now you're at the 10 yard line, you may not score. Of course, they could score this play.
This time they got Sailing in the backfield along with Shiano.
Yeah,
three wide to the bottom, yeah. 2, 3, and 4 all lined up in a little triangle to the right. Sailing rolling that way, looking, gunning, pass is caught, and into the end zone for a touchdown. Dorian Moultrie makes the catch for the score, and the Vikings get on the board first. It's now 6-0, 3:56 left to go here in the first quarter.
That was just a combination rub route there. They lined up in a tight bunch formation, and the outside receiver went inside, up, and sat down, and that was Moultrie. And the inside receiver went out, the middle receiver went to the back corner.
Second touchdown receiving for Dorian Moultrie, the 5'9", 165-pound junior. Sam Masick, who kicks off with the extra point, and the kick is up, and it is good. 7-0 now with 3:56 left to go. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. This is the Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from MiracleMotorMart.com. Go to our website and see about 400 vehicles at great prices. Financing for all credit situations. 28 years serving our community. Largest independent in the state by number of cars sold. Save big, but don't wait, because nothing lasts long at MiracleMotorMart.com. Start online, then visit our two locations, north and east. Great prices, big savings. That's MiracleMotorMart.com.
Reedy recovered a fumble on the opening kick, took it down for a field goal. They lead Centerburg 3-0, and Northridge has an early 7-0 lead over Fisher Catholic.
Here it's Columbus Academy on top, Ryan, with 3:56 left to go in the first, as Sailing with a 10-yard pass to Dorian Moultrie. The PAT by Masick. 8-play, 45-yard drive, took 4:29 off the clock, and we stand at 7-0 in this one. Well, it was a nice stand there for part of that drive by Newark Catholic defensively on that second and third down. It looked like they were going to be able to force a field goal scenario, but a good job to flood the near side with those three wideouts.
The one thing Academy will be able to do is they'll be able to out-athlete the Green Wave defense. I mean, they put those three receivers on one side, they're going to be able to do whatever they want to do over there. And it really compounds the problems that Newark Catholic's going to have on defense.
Kicking off again will be Sam Masick, with a teed up at the 40-yard line, and punches it high and deep, and Hawk had a foot in the end zone, so we'll bring it out to the 20-yard line.
The kickoff carries into the end zone.
So for the third time in the first quarter, the ball goes back to the Green Wave, down 7-0 in this contest. Green Wave 0-2, Academy at 2-0. Next week for the Vikings, they take on London, who started the season at 2-0, under another Coach Cutler, if you will, over there.
Yep.
And on the other side, you mentioned Newark Catholic taking on the Warriors of Watkins Memorial in week number 4, then Licking Heights in week number 5. First and 10, Green Wave from the 20-yard line. Two wide to either side. Quick pop. It goes to Ruff out across the 20-yard line and sandwiched right around the 23.
Pass complete to Connor Ruff.
We're told that 57 is Sam Wynn.
Sam Lama.
Lama. You wrote Wynn.
Wow.
It's hieroglyphics. It's hieroglyphics. Hey, these guys make more money than teachers.
That is scary. That is your writing. So Sam Lama is wearing 57 tonight. We'll make note of that. Second down and eight now. As they'll keep it on the ground, get it up to the 25-yard. A little gap on the right-hand side. Is that time? A nice little opening for Hunter Chapman and company. Chapman, we should mention, too, we talk about his passing prowess at 37 of 66, 329 yards. But rushing, Larry, 32 carries, 100 yards, a long of 15, and two touchdowns as a runner. And he's got the frame, too, to handle the hits at 6'5 and 220.
Big, strong athlete.
Third and five now. Again, with a 4-1 outset. Chapman from the pistol, straight back to throw. Looks on the out pattern. Tough pass. It's complete far side of the field. It goes to Lucas Pierce. He caught it at the 39, but they drive him back to the 29. Caught him at the 30, and let's see where they mark the ball. They're going to mark it just touching the 30-yard line, so that's enough for Greenway first down. So first and 10 at the 30-yard line with 2:37 and ticking. Myers wide to the bottom, Ruff to the same side. Too wide to the top now, and it's first and 10 from the 30-yard line. Chapman to keep it. I'm not sure. He tossed it straight up in the air. That'll be ruled an incomplete pass because the ball went forward on the play. Granger Evans was nearest to the football. It was almost like an option move, except it went forward. If Lee Grosskopf were here, he would call that the little shovel pass, but they're going to rule that incomplete. It'll be second down and 10, and that was not pretty.
Lee Grosskopf hadn't been anywhere for a long time.
Thank you very much. That was Utah, wasn't it?
Utah pass, yep.
Second and 10 from the 30. Ruff's going to readjust closer to the formation. Same scenario now for Myers, but they're both wide to the bottom.
It's probably an out route down here. Some kind of outside route.
Mike Canning alone back in the backfield. Chapman looking to the opposite side to the right. And he's going to be brought down from behind, back at the 29-yard line. They waited for him, and they drilled him. Number 65 making the hit. That is Devin Cobb. Cobb making the sack on the play, the big defensive tackle with three solos and five assists on the season.
You know, Academy's front isn't overly big. They're very athletic, though. They're, you know, they've got some decent size, 200, 215, that kind of stuff, but they get after it. And the linebackers, Shiano and company, they're pretty good football players. This is a good defensive unit for Academy.
Now, Dalen Decree is very mobile, 6 feet, 200, and just a junior playing a D-tackle. It's now third down and 10 from just past the 30-yard line with a trip set to the bottom, one wide out to the top. Chapman straight back to throw, looking to the power side of the formation. Has a man out across the 40 to the 41-yard line. It's complete on the play to Grant Myers, who makes the catch for the fifth time this season. Grant Myers, a guy 5'11 and 150, but believe it or not, he comes back 20 pounds heavier than last year.
Wow. One of the things that happened on that play is that, that pass was not very artistic. It was fluttering, but it was thrown on time. If you throw on time, you throw it in the right spots, you got a chance to make completion.
Hockenmeyer's now wide to the bottom. First and 10 from the 41. Hawk in motion, bottom to top. Chapman to keep it, and he got up to the 43-yard line. Picks up a couple on the play. Hit made by number 50. That is Davis Friedman. Friedman makes the tackle. The Will linebacker with two solos, six assists, two sacks. He's forced a fumble. And he has a fumble recovery of some 47 yards for touchdown against Lyndon McKinley last week.
And he is an outstanding linebacker. He is a big, strong, athletic kid that can make plays. And you put him on one side, Shiano in the middle, and you know, you've got some players out there. There are some people with some pedigree out there.
Quartet of wideouts evenly split, one back in the backfield, and on the quick out, pass goes to Meyer, makes the catch at the 47-yard line, driven back from there. But they'll take the yardage on the play where the tackle is made by Harry Mills coming up from the secondary.
Well, we're seeing the game plan unfold right before our eyes here. It's going to be the short passing game and the quarterback keeper because they really don't have a running threat that can handle the power up front that Academy can put in their face.
So, well, Mikey Canning is three deep at running back. Ty Scott is injured. Jim Lally has been injured, too. So we've seen a lot of Mikey Canning in the backfield. We'll see how often he gets to handle the football. And we have played 12 minutes. The clock has evaporated in quarter number one. And Newark Catholic trailing Columbus Academy 7-0 after one. on the Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
College scholarships are available from Education First Credit Union. With the fast-rising cost of college tuition, free money is as important as ever. Education First has awarded over $140,000 in scholarships to deserving students. To learn more about Education First Credit Union or to request a scholarship application, contact us today. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and put the life back in life insurance.
Touchdowns from Nick Cohn and Elijah Carter have Hartley up 14-0 over Shaw.
Ninth play of this drive, Ryan, as we start the second quarter for the Green Wave. It is a third down and four from their 47-yard line, now going left to right in quarter number two here at Hondros Field on the campus of Columbus Academy. Chapman back to throw, looks, guns, pass is incomplete at the 38-yard line, looking downfield for Hawk on the play.
That was a deep slant route, and it was great, great defensive play there. He got his inside arm. We're talking about the arm nearest to the middle of the field, and he got into the passing lane and deflected the ball. Very good play on defense.
Dorian Moultrie with the play on D. Stats after one quarter, total offense, Newark Catholic 29, Academy 56. 46 on the ground for the Vikings, 10 in the air, 2 rushing for Newark Catholic, 27 passing. Each team at 2 first downs, 2 penalties for 10 yards against the Vikings, and no miscues in the first stanza. Ruff to punt, standing at his 36. Ruff is ready. Gets it off.
High.
Hanging.
Going to go out of bounds.
Yep, along the far side of the field. See where they mark it out. Probably somewhere around the 30-ish, I would say, with 11:50 left to go. And you nailed it, too. They're trying to just kick the ball away from anybody named Moultrie right now.
Okay, so let's say you kick it 40 yards in the middle of the field and it comes back 20. It's a net 20. You might as well kick it 25, kick it out of bounds, and have a net 25. I mean, it's about field position. It's not about artistry here.
And it's going to be a net of 18 because they're going to mark the ball out at the 35-yard line. Far hash going right to left. Columbus Academy up 7-0 and 2-0 their mark on the season from the 35-yard line. Their quarterback leading the charge, Matt Saling. Battled some first injuries in the past.
Rome 35.
Young man who likes math, baseball, and honey. Three to the bottom.
In that order?
They go to the opposite side. I did not know that. And the handoff goes to number 40, John Schiano. 5'11", 195, and a senior got up to the line of scrimmage and maybe to the 36, gain of one on play, second and 9 from there. 11 and a half left to go. Coming up on the highlighter at halftime, we'll talk to Scott Harris, the athletic director at Newark Catholic, and Mark Hawk of Rev Local Digital Marketing and board chair of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Second and 9 from the 36. From the gun, Saling on the option is going to keep, then toss at the last minute to Moultrie. Boy, a dangerous toss, but nicely done as Moultrie heads out of bounds near around the 41-yard line. A last-second toss there by Saling to Herman Moultrie around the right side.
Dangerous pitch, but you have a great athlete, and he's got pretty good hands. You know, put it out there, let him go get it, and let him do something with it. And he actually did something with it, so that was good.
Left foot hit the 41, but the right foot hit out of bounds at the 40, so it'll be a third down and 5 now with 11:08 left.
So he gets the right footed spot instead of the left footed spot?
Don't be an Arthur Murray on me here.
I'm just asking.
Little bubble screen near side. It goes to Dorian Moultrie across the 40. 45, trying to get him in space. Tight ropes the sidelines. Has enough for the first down. Heads out of bounds across midfield at around the 48 of Newark Catholic.
When you can stretch the field side to side and then you can penetrate north and south, I mean, it's tough to defend all 53 yards. It's very difficult, especially for an undermanned defense.
Eight of 12 on the play. Matt Carlisle makes the hit. He's starting at free safety because Ty Scott is a two-way starter in the secondary as well, too. Straight back to throw, Saling with three wideouts. Far side it goes to Dorian Moultrie inside the 40, down to the 37, maybe the 36-yard line before he's tripped up there kick made on the play for the Green Wave by Mason Lohr.
Tackle on the play by Mason Lohr.
That was too simple. That was a 5-yard stop route. Just get down the 5 yards, turn around, catch the ball, and get another 5 or 6.
If it was a 5-yard stop route, how come it gained 11?
Because he ran for 6 after he stopped.
Okay.
I'll explain it to you later.
Lucy.
You taught math again, too, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. There's a Ricardo on the roster.
There you go.
Thank you. First and 10 from the 37.
It's not Ricky.
No. Rolling left. Sailing. On the out pattern. Pass is caught at the 25-yard line. Putting his head down and drilling ahead to the 23 on the catch is Macciano.
Did a great job of getting his eyes back because he stumbled coming in out of the break, and yet he kept his concentration, got his hands on the ball, caught it with his hands. He's obviously been coached.
Shiano with his fourth catch of the campaign now. Good for a total of 56 yards and one touchdown. He's carried the ball once for 2 yards. First and 10 from the 23. And a late add to the huddle coming on the field now is 55, Max Brown. This guy's 6'2", 210, and a sophomore, the left tackle. And a whistle and a hanky. Do we have a substitution infraction, maybe? Or a delay of game, perhaps?
Delay of game, is it? Delay of game. I want some more Catholics scoring.
Penalty against the Vikings.
What's St. Charles doing?
So the 5-yard penalty is going to march it back against the Vikings back to the 28-yard line. I think what happened there is Max Brown tried to leave and came back on the field again. So back at the 28-yard line, handoff goes to Herman Moultrie off the right side, finds the gap inside the 25 to around the 23. Nice job of blocking by Devin Cobb that time and Philip Soderberg on the right side of the offensive line for the Vikings.
They created a nice crease on the right side, and he squirted through there very nicely. It was a good, solid game. 5 yards, that's...
Randy Boffin was the mentor, if you will, of Robin Miller, the head coach right now at Academy. Of course, Randy, the longtime coach at Licking Valley. Had a chance to work with him a couple times. Very low-key kind of guy.
Yeah. Very positive, very jovial almost about his team. They should be. They're playing well.
9:09 left to go, and they'll take a timeout. Vikings going to regroup. We'll do the same thing now with 9:07 left to go. 7-0 Academy over Newark Catholic. This is the game of the week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto family here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
My name is attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik and Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you. Protecting you since 1972.
Austin Aiello has a touchdown pass, and Reedy at the end of one quarter leads Centerburg 10-0. Fisher Catholic, though, the news not so good. They trail Northridge 20-0.
Herman Moultrie, 8 carries, 48 yards. Dorian Moultrie, 3 catches, 33 yards, and a touchdown. Larry pointed out that there's an American flag along the far side of the field for Academy that was done before we had Alaska and Hawaii. It's got 48 stars on it. Or did we trade them for a draft choice?
No, we traded two other states, but it's for a player to be named later.
By the way, the Indians are leading again already. Looking for 16 straight, baby, this time. Bex from an eye, sailing on a quick pop. It goes to Herman Moultrie. Check that. It goes to Dorian Moultrie. Wide open inside the 15, inside the 10, all the way down to the goal line. Does he break the plane? Yes. Touchdown. He got him in space. That's the one thing they try to do with Dorian Moultrie, get him in space. And the 5'9 junior makes things happen from 23 yards out. 8:58 left to go, 13-0.
Moultrie. Sounds like a law firm of the future, huh?
I think some of the fans and people thought there was a flag on the play, but the kids were playing with a kicking tee along the far side and also an orange football along the far side of the field that caught everyone's attention. Extra point time now for Sam Masick, the sophomore, trying to make it 14-0. Sailing the hole, plenty of leg. The kick is up, and it is good. 14-0. Academy up. Just under 9 left to go in the first half. We'll take another 30-second timeout on the game of the week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes from Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where you'll find the best deals of the season during the summer clearance event. Save up to $8,000 off MSRP on a new 2017 Jeep Cherokee, or up to $14,500 on a new 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn Hemi Crew Cab 4x4. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals you'll see are off Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. The Bob Boyd
Way. Brian Baker back in the AM 820 studio. Some big games in the area in week number three. Trotwood Madison has an 8-6 lead over Pickerington Central, and Gahanna has a 7-0 lead over Cincinnati Elder.
And Ryan, here another touchdown pass to Dorian Moultrie. He's got three now in the campaign. 23 yards from sailing to Mr. Moultrie. That's a 7-play, 65-yard drive, 2:52 off the clock. Sailing now 5-6 passing, 70 yards and two touchdowns. Well, if you're newer Catholic, more than ever now, you could use a long, slow drive down that field just to milk some of that clock with that short passing game. Masick to boot it. High, it's deep. Hawk will get it from the 2. Up to the 10, to the 15, to the 21-yard line, and knocked out of bounds there. So a return of about 19 yards. Hit made on the play by number 22, Sam Hughey, who I understand you know that family pretty
well. Absolutely. Coached his dad, Ryan Hughey, is one of the, he's the best, worst player I ever coached.
The best, worst player you ever coached. Pray tell, what does that mean?
Well, that means he was not given great talent. He just turned out to be one of the greatest players you'd ever want to coach.
Where did you coach you?
Right here at Columbus Academy. Yep.
They let you coach everywhere, don't they?
It's scary. They threw me out just about everywhere, too, so it's okay.
First and 10 from just past the 21 or the 22-yard line. Keep it on the ground, and Mikey got creamed back at the 20-yard line. He tried to turn the corner. There was nothing there. Is that time John Schiano was waiting for
Mikey. Oh, yes, there was something there.
John Schiano was there.
That's a runaway bus. Oh, my goodness.
Somehow, they give him the line of scrimmage back, so it'll be second down and 10 from back of the 22.
It's a kind of gentler nation these days. Holy mackerel.
Put my jaw up here. Lucas Pierce wide at the bottom of the formation along with Granger Evans. Too wide at the top, one back in the backfield. Chapman. Straight back to throw. Rolling now. Pressure on. Looks downfield. Tosses. Passes. Complete across the 33. Near the 34-yard line. It goes to number 12, Granger Evans, who had 10 catches for 126 yards and a touchdown coming into this game.
The Green Wave's going to need to do that. They're going to need to throw those short 5 and 6 yards out. And then what's going to happen is Academy's going to bring their corners up and get in press coverage and force them to go over the top. And, you know, that's the game you play. When you're undermanned and you're going against a better opponent, you've got to somehow shorten the game, be efficient on offense, and punch it in when you get a chance.
Noah Stutz will check into this contest to play in the offensive line again. Myers wide to the top of the two receivers to that side. Again, a quartet evenly split. Chapman calls his own number, gets up to the 39-yard line, and boy, he got one right under the throat there as he got to the 34-yard line.
You know, Newark Catholic is making the block. They're making the block on the defensive front, but the defensive front is not staying blocked. They're getting off those blocks, getting down the line of scrimmage, and the plays are just taking a little too long in the backfield, and the Academy defense is too quick.
Mark the ball touching the 35. Second and 8 from there. 7:39 left to go. You're not going to comment on that American flag over there at all or not? You're Mr. History.
I did. It's 48 stars. I was the one that pointed it out in the first place. I just want to know what the symbolism is and why it's up.
So that flag's what, about 60 years old? Huh?
1959 would be the last time we'd have had it.
Blitz up the middle. Chapman still has time, though. Guns it on the out pattern, and the pass incomplete. A competition for the football between number 5, Lucas Pierce, and number 20, Carter Worstler, who got his paws in there to knock it away. Starting quarterback is Carter. 3 solos, 3 assists, and 1 interception. He is just a sophomore, by the way. Tell you what, you look at number 50, Davis Friedman. He's a presence out there at 5'11 and 220 pounds.
Well, and he's playing outside linebacker. I mean, normally somebody that size would be inside. So he's athletic enough to play out on the perimeter because they have Schiano in the middle.
Third and 8 from the 35, 7:15 left to go. 4 wideouts set again with Canning in the backfield. Chapman seeing a blitz from the outside. Has time, rolls, looks, throws up the old, and leads the man too much at the 48-yard line. Lucas Pierce made a great adjustment. Chapman just too much on the football.
What happened there, he evaded the rush, got to the outside, and the cornerback dropped off his coverage and rushed the passer, and he tried to dump it over the top and just threw it a little too high.
Tell you what, Davis Friedman was blitzing from the will again on that play, too.
Bearing down.
Connor Ruff to punt. Dorian Moultrie standing back at his own 33-yard line. And they try to kick it away from him. Moultrie tries to hunt it down, hits at the 35. And takes a little roll to around the 28, maybe inside the 27-yard line. Effective punting by Ruff in this contest. That one rolls for a total of 38 yards.
Well, if the Catholic defense doesn't do something to stop this Viking offense, those punts are going to be insignificant because they're changing some field position here, but they just can't stop them. They've got Dorian Moultrie out there one-on-one, basically, and they can't tackle him in space. That's a problem.
Yeah, everybody talks about Herman Moultrie as well, too, at running back, but Dorian has been the star of this game with a couple touchdown catches so far with 6:57 left to go in the first half.
Well, now it's time for Herman. See, we've gone outside, so we have to shore up the outside edges, and now we're going to hit him in the middle.
First and 10 from the 27.
Oh, yeah.
This time the handoff goes to big number 34, Josh Pearson. Nothing there for him that time.
Nice play on the tackle by J.T. Brown. I mean, he's a little guy, 5'8" and 147 pounds. But he stuck his nose in there. He's playing outside linebacker right now.
Technically, they list him, too, as defensive end, which may be the smallest defensive end I've ever seen. Yeah. The smallest defensive tackle I ever saw played for Brookhaven, and his name was Ron Large at 130 pounds. Isn't that ironic? A loss of a couple, second down and 12 from back inside the 25-yard line. From the gun, sailing, quick pop, pass is complete out across the 30 to the 35 to the 37-yard line. Catch is made by Harry Mills on the play.
Sailing complete.
He was described as a strong route runner. He showed it there. He had three catches for 13 yards coming into this game.
Sailing kind of slings that ball. That was a little sidearm. You could hardly see it coming through the line. And it got there, but he's got to get his arm up a little bit.
Little Joe Smith action there.
Yeah, Joe Smith. And how are those Indians doing? 3-0 in the first, right?
Last
was.
I saw, yeah.
Yeah.
They're on a roll. They could have a touchdown by now, too, though.
They're on a roll.
Maybe too soon, though. Third and one. They try to push it forward, and just the surge will be enough to get the first down. Great block on the interior that time by big number 73, trying to force his will. Jay Gokley was in there as well, too, getting some playing time. So, first and 10 from the 38-yard line after the keeper by Saling. You know, if you signal in plays, a lot of times the quarterback still goes to the sideline. Why is that?
I don't know.
First and 10 from the 38-yard line. Thought I'd ask. You knew about Llama. Herman Moultrie in motion, bottom to top. He's going to get the handoff, look for a gap, find it across the 39 to the 40. Works his way outside, sheds tacklers, and never lost his balance there, and finally pushed out of bounds at around the 43, maybe the 44-yard line.
The secret to good tackling is foot speed, and right now Moultrie has more foot speed than the defense, and so what they have to do is they have to dive for his legs. They can't wrap up, and he can shed those tackles.
Put on 25 pounds of muscle since we last saw him as a freshman.
So did I.
Yeah, you and I?
Yeah.
Last saw him 3 years ago. You put on 25 pounds of muscle, did you?
Muscle, absolutely.
Really?
No doubt about it.
You hide it well?
I do. You can't get a body like this without training, constant training. Barca lounger to refrigerator. Barca lounger to refrigerator. It's a beautiful
repetition.
Thing. Repetition.
Right.
Got to do it.
Second down and four. Kids, don't try this at home. Sailing back to throw, looking long. He gets waylaid as he throws a contact downfield, and pass interference going to be called on Connor Ruff as he ran into the back of Matt Chiano. And I tell you what, that time, Matt Sailing paid the price. He might be 6 feet and 210 pounds, but he got drilled as he got rid of that football.
He got cut in half. I mean, he literally got hit right across the crease of the pants, and he just got drilled. And there's nothing worse for a quarterback than have somebody coming low at you. You'd almost rather them come up in your face just because you know where the hit's going to be. When they come low, it's just not a good thing.
So the 15-yard penalty will march it to the 41-yard line of the Green Wave and give them a first down from there. 5 minutes left to go in the first half. Newark Catholic trailing in this one 14 to nothing.
Newark Catholic needs a big play on defense.
Matt Schiano wide to the bottom, but there's three wide to the top. One back in the backfield to the right of Salen. Showing blitz. Green wave. Staying at home. Little bubble goes out to Dorian Moultrie, and he gets knocked down back at the 44-yard line. Good penetration that time by Jacob Lombatis.
They tried to run the trips into the boundary. There just wasn't enough room for Moultrie to get his feet going, and people miss.
So Lombatis makes the hit. The Will linebacker, 19 tackles, as we mentioned, coming in. This game described as very consistent by head coach Bill Franks. He's always a fun interview, isn't he?
He is. He likes to repeat what you say, and it's kind of fun to listen to him put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
He's just a fun guy. Very knowledgeable. State championship coach. Moultrie's got it. He's got a gap inside the 30, the 25, and carries the defender all the way down to the 20, but there's a flag back upfield at the 47-yard line, and we're coming back. Oop. Holding on the offense. Mark Riley pointed towards the defense and then changed his mind. Holding on the offense. But boy, you saw the speed that time by Herman Moultrie between the tackles.
Well, and Mason Lohr, all 5'7", 124 pounds, and at free safety, was the only defender left between Moultrie and the goal line. And, you know, he just grab a leg and hang on for as long as you can, and that's all he could do.
So the penalty is going to mark the ball back to the 47-yard line of the Vikings for Sailing and Company with 4:10 left to go.
Places the ball back at the Vikings.
And
47.
They have two timeouts remaining to the Vikings in the first half.
This is a big down here.
Harry Mills wide to the bottom. One man in the slot, too. That's Herman Moultrie. Rolling, Sailing, nothing to his right. Looks, and he throws it long. That's a duck downfield and goes out of bounds. Far side of the field. He's lucky that went out of bounds. Otherwise, could have had the infield fly rolling him back there.
I think that one slid off the side of his hand there because that baby had no chance of being in the field of play.
So now it'll be third down back at the 47-yard line. We talked about Newark Catholic really could use a good stand right now and get the ball back here in the winning moments of the first half. Remember, Newark Catholic won the toss, and they did receive to start this game, so the Vikings will get the ball to start the second half.
Catholic's going to have to put some pressure on here because they got three receivers out.
Going to hand it off around the right side, up to the 46, maybe the 47-yard line. Short gain for John Chiano. And the Green Wave do force a punting situation. And a timeout going to be taken by Newark Catholic with 3:41 left to go. So the Newark Catholic Green Wave burn a timeout. Their first will pause as well, too. 14-0 Academy. This is the game of the week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Beginning your college search? Continue your faith journey at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic University. Do you have a passion for serving others? At Ohio Dominican, you'll have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others, like serving meals to neighbors down the street, tutoring children after school, or even helping to provide medical care and nourishment to villagers in Haiti. Whatever your passion is, you'll connect it with God's purpose for your life at Ohio Dominican University. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Waterston leads Walsh Jesuit 14-3, and Jack Foley just punched one in for Reedy. They have a 17-0 lead over Centerburg.
You know, Waterston lost last week to Orange 22-0, but I really like the improvement the Eagles have made this season.
Absolutely. They stepped up. They fought through the whole game. They had an opportunity to score some points. They just didn't.
Angus Soderberg standing back at his own 32-yard line to punt. Good snap. Ooh. And nearly blocked on the play. Hawk calls for and takes the perfect and loses the handle. And Academy has it at the 16-yard line.
Exactly what Newark Catholic
did not need. On the recovery is number six, Andrew Swartz.
And the funny thing is, this is a silly game, but Mason Lohr, number two, came from the outside and almost blocked that punt. Probably was within a few inches of blocking the punt. And now you go from blocking the punt and having the ball on the short side of the 50 to fumbling the punt and giving Academy the ball at the 15 or 16-yard line.
So technically it goes down as a muff, and I really think that went between his hands because he had the hands up, and it looked like the ball went right between the left and the right hand. Two backs in the backfield, toss, sweep, far side, Herman Moultrie. Not this time. Oh, maybe. He got away from the initial search. It looked like they had him back in the backfield because waiting for him was number 61, Liam Kirkpatrick. But he got away from him at the 18-yard line and wound up getting some positive yardage, maybe a yard on the play, maybe actually close to the 14. So we'll call it a gain of two, second and eight from there with 3:27 left.
That's part of the hidden yardage in football. He should have lost four, would have been in a gain two. That's a six-yard gain. It doesn't go down as a six-yard gain, but it's worth 6 yards to your offense.
Liam Kirkpatrick is a big dude at defensive tackle, 6 feet, 275, and a junior. John Schiano to the left, Herman Moultrie to the right of Matt Saley. On a second down and eight from the 14, looking to his left, quick pop, pass, incomplete. The closest guy to the football was Jim Lally out there.
Right. Number 21, Jim Lally, if he had gotten his head turned around, I think he'd had a chance to catch the ball because the ball was so badly thrown behind the receiver that the defender was actually in better shape to catch it. And if he'd have picked that one, I don't know if he'd have outrun anybody, but he had had a chance.
So obviously they have one choice to make with Lally as to how much he can play tonight. They choose defense over offense for Jim, coming back from an injury. So it'll be third down and eight from the 14, 3:24 left to go. Toss sweep to the short side. Herman Moultrie accelerates, but is brought down at the 11-yard line. He hit that hole solidly, and it looked like he had some time and maybe a gap, but a good hit by Alex Lupton.
Yeah, Alex Lupton did a nice job of closing down on that one. The Academy ran their wide receiver, Dorian Moultrie, in motion, and he cracked back on the end, and then they pulled a guard to get around the edge, and it was a good play for them, but nice defense by the Catholic defense.
Sam Masick to attempt what looks to be a 29-yard field goal. He did have a 38-yarder against Reedy. His range is probably 45 to 50. From the far hash, approaches, boots, plenty of leg. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So add three to the board now. It's 17-0 in favor of Academy with 2:42 left to go in the first half. We'll pause for 30 on the Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, everybody. This is Lee Cochran, editor at thisweeksports.com. Join Ryan Baker and me every Friday night after the game for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by thisweeksports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. The AM 820 Scoreboard Show includes updates from our field reporters and all the scores from across Central Ohio. That's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show after the game every Friday night, only on AM 820.
Ryan Baker back in the AM 820 studios. Reynoldsburg has a 10-7 lead over Olin Tangi, and Westerville South leads Hilliard Darby 12-7.
But Reynoldsburg and Olin Tangi doesn't end until midnight, so that's a very early score. Remember last year we had the rain delay Thursday night lights, and it was
lightning.
51-24 at one time. Reynoldsburg led at 10 o'clock at night, and at 12:12 in the morning, Olin Tangi came back and won 52-51 on a tip-in. Masick to boot. Hawk with 1 foot inside the one. Up across the 10, far side, looking for a gap across the 15, maybe up to around the 17-yard line. And Newark Catholic will get it back. Well, before the muff on the punt, they thought they were going to get decent field position and maybe be down 14-0. Now, Larry, it's 17-0. 2:34 left to go. You're inside your own 20-yard line. If you're Academy, though, on the other side, you still have two timeouts left.
You're going to use both those timeouts because you don't believe that Newark Catholic can drive the ball on you. And you're going to keep them right here, get the ball on the short side of the 50, and try to punch in that last touchdown and make it 24 before the half. One of the problems Catholic has on their kickoff is they don't get their wedge deep enough. What happens is the blocks happen too soon. Mm-hmm. The Academy kids get off the blocks, and there's nobody back there. The runner needs to be closer to his blockers, which means the blockers have to go deeper to get to the runner.
Hunter Chapman, the quarterback, with one back in the backfield. That's Mikey Canning. Chapman had a couple of touchdowns on the ground last week. Three wide to the bottom, one to the top, and Newark Catholic. Do they call a timeout?
Nope.
Delay a game. Hunter Chapman was signaling to the timeout signal to the sidelines as to whether he should take one or not, and instead they get the delay of game penalty and move it back 5 yards.
I think he may have actually been doing a hand signal to his wide receiver because he had a kind of a delta.
That's what I thought,
sign.
But then I saw one hand on top of the other, so I'm not sure. Either way,
they didn't get it.
Yeah, it took too long. So first and 15 from back inside the 13-yard line. Chapman, student body right, out across the 15 to the 20, and brought down to the 21-yard line. Hit made on the play by number 40, John Schiano, the middle linebacker.
Hunter Chapman, the ball carrier.
That was a good-looking run by Chapman. One of the things he needs to do is not worry about the blocking. Just run. Just run as fast as you can. Make one cut, stick your foot in the ground, and get north and south, because they caught him from behind and stood him up a little bit, and then Schiano just laid the wood to him.
Hawk and Evans and Pierce wide to the bottom. From the gun, back to throw. Looking long downfield and throws it up. The pass is caught and going out of bounds just across midfield. Lucas Pierce. This is a guy they think can be a speed guy. He showed it in scrimmages, and that time was able to catch it and almost looked like he was walking and striding there because he had that long, long stride at the end. 32 yards on the gain. Newark Catholic across midfield. First and 10 from the 47-yard line. Sticks are not even ready yet, and they run the play. And it's a bubble screen, and on a second effort, they might lose a yard on the play. Granger Evans caught the ball back at the 47, gave ground to the 49, and got it inside the 48.
One of the things that Newark Catholic has in their advantage is Lucas Pierce is 6'2 and 180 pounds, and he is matched up against number 20, Carter Worsler, who is 5'9 and 140. So there's a height advantage here. They can throw the ball up and get a high.
Second down and 10. Cross middle pass is complete. Mikey's got it. Canning down to the 37, maybe the 36. That should be enough for a first down. That'll stop the clock where they move the chains. With 1:19 left to go in the first half. Newark Catholic looking for a late drive.
That's the running back just doing a little check down route in between the linebackers.
His eighth catch of the season. Chapman rolling right. Has time going long downfield looking for man and just out of reach of number five again. And that is the aforementioned Lucas Pierce, who made the big catch of 32 yards two plays prior.
That's one of those plays as a quarterback. When you know you've got 6'2 against 5'9, what you want to do is make sure your guy has a chance, a 50-50 chance of catching the ball. You don't have to be perfect with it. Just throw it in the area where your guy has a chance.
Pierce saw some time as a wide receiver and a wing back last year. Chapman looking to his left now to throw. Guns it across middle. Pass is complete. Hawk has got it inside the 20 down to the 19-yard line. And now that wave is rolling with 105 left. Rapidly to the line of scrimmage. You run a play, do you spike it?
I'd run. Academy's going to call timeout.
Timeout.
Academy will take it with 105 left to go here in the first half. And Columbus Academy leading 17-0 here over Newark Catholic at Hondros Field. Let's throw it back to the studios of AMA 20 where Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran are standing by. Gentlemen, what's going on in your world in this first half?
Well, lots of scores coming in. Lots of surprising scores as well. I think the one that maybe the most is Olentangy Liberty is actually trailing Marysville right now, 13-14. Lee, I don't know if you think that's a surprise, but that one caught me off guard.
Yeah, it really does. And I think what it shows, maybe Jonathan Alder's a little bit better than what we thought because they beat Marysville in overtime that first game.
Very possible. So coming up at halftime, we'll give you all the scores. And don't forget after the game, it's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by This Week Sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing. No one better than the guru on the scores and talking to the coaches.
Lee is the ultimate, and Ryan is the man that makes it all happen. First and 10, mark the ball at the 19-yard line. Two wide to either side. Canning in the backfield. Chapman from that pistol. Straight back. Rolls right now. Looks. Guns down in the end zone into double coverage. Pass a little strong and falls incomplete. Intended on the play for Granger Evans.
The corner dropped deep underneath that corner route. And then the safety was blocking over the top. So he had him double covered. What he should have done was come off of that receiver and thrown the stick route inside.
Canning readjusts directly behind Chapman now again with a four wide out set, evenly dispersed. Looking to his left across middle, pass behind Hawk and nearly picked off. Looking for Hawk inside the 5-yard line and nearly picked off by Dorian Moultrie.
He had the best chance to catch it, that's for sure. That ball was definitely behind the receiver.
I'll tell you what, if he leads him with that pass, it's six.
Or puts it low.
Yep.
Throw it where your guy can get it and their guy can't.
Third down, looking on the out, pass to Pierce, has it at the 10. Knocked back to the 12-yard line. Let's see where they mark the football. 47 seconds left to go, and they're going to say it is shy of the first down, and Newark Catholic may burn a timeout.
Pass complete on that.
Can't be shy by much.
They're saying fourth down and one. With a ball just outside the 10 near the 11-yard line. So another break of 30 seconds here, Larry. And we'll remind folks that as we take a little Timeout. You're listening to WVSG, Columbus St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20. We're at Hondros Field. I'm Randy Reinhardt alongside Larry Wolf, Scott Rex, Greg Sobaldi, and an impressive drive by Newark Catholic here in the waning moments of the first half.
Well, I think they've found something. They know they're going to have to go to the air. They know that they can throw the underneath dig routes, some slant routes, and they've got one-on-one coverage on the outside with a taller receiver. Right now, though, you need to get the first down. If they get the first down here, they may spike it, save their last timeout, and then try to put two or three balls in the end zone and hope for the best.
You know, we were talking about Ricardo. Are you ready for this? Get answers to life's deepest questions on your morning commute with Father John Ricardo. Weekdays right here at 8 a.m. on AM 820. And archives, by the way, of tonight's football broadcast are available at stgabrielradio.com. So fourth down and less than one.
It's the quarterback key.
Think
gotta
so?
Be. Gotta be.
Chapman goes 6-5 from the gun. Snap, handed off to Mikey Canning, and he's brought down closer to the 12-yard line. He lost a full yard on the play, and it goes back now to Academy with 38 seconds left.
Defensive stop on that last play.
Hit made by big number 34, Josh Pearson, making a stop to defensive end and a three-year starter. So give it back to Academy here. And I assume they're going to be very methodical and patient here with the football up by 17.
I would think they may even just take a knee or hand. Well, yeah, they'll take a knee.
They've got a double wing look, so Sailing probably will just get down and relax on his knee. Let's see when Mark Riley decides to set the ball for action again right now. There's 30 seconds left to go. Probably going to peer up at that clock and say, I'll probably reset around 23 or so. Resets it at 23 and a half just before it clicked down at 23. So, in essence, they don't have to run another play in the first half, and Academy is happy with that. Newark Catholic with a valiant effort late in the second quarter here, Larry, but they come up short.
Well, they moved the ball well. They had it at their own 20 to start, and they moved it right down the field and got down to fourth and about a foot and didn't have an answer. And that's the lack of the running game. They just don't have that guy.
So we're at halftime here with Academy on top of Newark Catholic, 17-0. The highlighter show just around the corner. As we head to a break, we'll remind you this is the Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.